This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. What you're about to listen to is my interview with adult star, feature dancer, director, and now the owner of her own talent agency, Shy Love. It's an interview we did in January of 2007 on the floor of the Adult Expo. I hope you enjoy it. Feedback is always welcome. Email me, Rog, R-O-G, at RogerViews.com. Thank you.
Really loud. Okay, above the loud music behind me, I'm sitting next to a beautiful woman whose name is?
Shy Love.
Of ShyLove.com, yes?
Yes, it is.
And you are an adult performer and recently an adult director.
Yes, I am.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. I am now directing for VCA and Hustler. I just started directing full sensational pictures, and I'm working on a deal with Playboy TV, and I'll be shooting a couple lines for them.
What are some of the movies you've got out and that people can see?
Right now you can see My Triple X Porn Space. It has me and Nikki Benz on the box, of course, and it's a hot mama. You can also see Shy Love's Mass Destruction, Four Star Annihilation.
Those sound pretty hardcore.
They are hardcore.
Good.
I get bored with the cute stuff.
Yeah? Okay. We'll have to check those out. Now, you also feature dance, right?
I am feature dancing across the country 3 weeks out of every month.
And people can find your schedule probably on your website?
You can find my schedule at shylove.com, or you can go to the Floating World where they list the schedule of every girl's dancing schedule.
Okay, cool. Where's your favorite place to dance?
My favorite place to dance, I would say, would be Rouge Nightclub in Queens, New York.
How come?
It's just like, seriously, it's like a massive party. I go there, yes, I'm supposed to work, but I do more partying than working.
Cool. Now, you're signing in the, what booth are we in?
It's called Pulpo.
Oh, I couldn't say that, I'm too white.
I know, you're too white. It's a new production company that shoots high-end features. I just did a movie with them, which I'm the lead actress, and it's called The Lawrence of My Heart. I get killed twice. A lot of blood.
So they shoot high-end features, obviously, with a little bit of a Latin flavor, right?
A little bit. Actually, it's not really a Latin flavor. More of a mainstream flavor. They actually, I get shot once, actually shot twice, but it really looks like you're being shot and blood is being gushed all over the place with, like, little storylines of craziness and love and passion.
But also with the sex, right?
Massively hardcore sex.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'd get bored out of my mind.
Gotcha. All right, that's great. Well, let's go back a little bit. Now, in addition to being a dancer and a webmaster and a director, you're a performer.
I am a performer.
For how long?
I've been a performer now for 4 years.
And recently you've been a Hustler contract, right?
I was under Hustler contract. We mutually decided to part ways because my schedule doesn't permit me really to like be on their schedule. So I just now, I guess we say non-exclusive talent and still directing for them.
Right, so obviously it was a good split on the talent end because they still wanted
to
direct.
Yeah, I've been hanging out a lot at their booth. Everybody's like, why is she here? Like, she still works for us. She's just not under contract.
Do you remember your first movie?
Yes.
Who was it with?
Tristan.
How was it?
A very blah blah. It was a good scene, but it was my first scene and they were prepping me through it, so it was like 2 minutes change, 2 minutes change, 2 minutes change. And if anyone did that to me now, I'd kill them.
What do you like to do now?
Me? Honestly, I really love to perform still, and I really love to direct in a feature dancing. All three of them are completely different, but they're all fun.
Do you think being a performer makes you a better director?
I think a performer makes you a way better director because you now know this one side and the other side. You're not sitting there being biased on a person. So.
If you can only do one, you can only dance, direct, or perform for the next year, let's say.
I would probably think dancing because I can socialize with the fans every single day, and that's like one of the best things that I like.
Okay. What do you think your best movies have been, performance-wise?
Honestly, I just did this thing with Evan Stone in My Triple X Porn Space, and he takes me by my neck, throws me against the wall, and just takes his cock and shoves it on my ass, and I think that was probably the most extreme, most fun scene ever where you fought each other the whole way through. It was great.
So you kind of like it rough then?
Not rough, I just like a challenge. If it's a typical, ooh, ah, da, 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 I get bored. And Evan forced me to compete with him, and that's fun.
Evan's got a pretty long penis.
He has the biggest cock I've ever worked with.
Would you ever want to work with one bigger?
No.
No. Now, his is long, but not very thick.
His is long, not very thick. I worked with one of the guys who was a little bit shorter than him and made way thicker, Julian. Love him to death, but his cock hurts as hell. I can't do it.
So he's too big.
He's too big.
What's the perfect size?
The perfect size cock. I'm trying to think of a guy with their cock so I can determine what the perfect size one. Honestly, Alex Sanders has a perfect size cock.
Really?
Yes. Great for anal.
Okay. Where are you from?
Everywhere. I'm an Army brat.
Okay. You're like the fourth Army brat I've interviewed. What's the deal with Army brats going into porn?
Honestly, my parents did not raise me this way. I just got tired of the whole white picket fence. You're supposed to be married and follow the right line. I did the white picket fence. I did the marriage. I did the college. And I got bored.
Okay.
So I guess we get tired of people telling us our rules. So we say fuck the rules and fuck the way the Army people get raised. Do what you're told. That's it. So I guess that's how we get.
Little rebellion.
We're rebellion.
Now, for those who can't see, I'll take some pictures. But how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
And brunette hair, brown eyes, and measurements?
36 feet, 24, 34.
Wow. We'll take pictures. Nice curves. And I hear a little bit of an accent, maybe.
I do, but I don't know where it comes from.
It's just a random accent?
I think it's from traveling so much. I'm picking up everyone's accent.
That's funny. Now, what's your ethnic makeup?
I am a Sicilian, Puerto Rican Jew.
You're just a mess.
I am. I'm all screwed up in the head. I'm sorry.
But it looks good, right? Right? What else should people know about you?
What else do they don't know or they do know?
Well, what else should they know?
I'm single now.
Would you date a guy in the industry?
No.
Why not?
I don't like to mix business and pleasure. I like working with a lot of the guys, and I wouldn't want to take the chance of having that get ruined and then me not being able to perform with them. And two, I like guys who can talk about more than porn. I need conversation, and I need things regarding art and museums and, you know, normal, everyday things.
Okay. Do you work with the girls?
Huh?
Do you work with girls?
Yes.
And who are your favorites?
My favorite is Nikki Benz, Sarah Patrick, Maya Luana, Memphis Monroe. Those are my four little
cuties. So quite a few, quite a few.
They're my little cutie pies.
Is there anybody on your wish list who you haven't worked with yet?
I'm trying to see. Who's on my wish list? I would say my wish list would probably be Savannah Sampson.
She's intense.
She's my wish list.
Okay.
So, baby, make it fucking happen.
All right. Now, how many shows like this have you done?
I do about 4 or 5 a year in the last 4 years.
Do you like interacting with the fans like this?
I think it's like the best part of my job. Like, where else can you say, if it wasn't for them, we would not be where we're at. So, to me, I prefer to do this.
Now, what's the nicest thing a fan has said to you at this show?
The nicest thing a fan said to me. Oh, a fan came up to me with his wife and said that him and his wife were having a lot of problems. And he saw a movie with me that he was totally fascinated with. He took the movie, showed it to her because she hates porn, and it helped their sex life, and they're so much better.
Do you remember the name of the movie?
It was, what the hell was it? It was some romance movie that I did. I can't remember who it was.
That's great, though. That's a great compliment.
Yeah, so it was really cool that they almost broke up, and because of me, they're back together.
Now, what's the strangest or creepiest thing someone said to you?
Can I pee in a cup so someone can drink it?
Now, is that strange or creepy, or both?
That's both.
Not into the whole peeing in the cup, no.
No, sorry.
Okay. Different strokes, right?
Yes, not mine.
Okay, what's a strange and kinky thing you like?
Honestly, recently, I don't know why, but I've been totally into being dominated and picked up and choked and basically fucked to death. But usually I like the submissive, clean, cut, let's make love kind of thing. Which is weird, but that's my new thing.
Just something you're going through right now. Like,
it's a phase I'm going through, the rougher the better.
But not with a really big guy, right?
Not with a really big guy.
You don't want Julian to throw you down.
I do not want Julian to throw me down and tear me apart.
All right. We talked about the website, shylove.com. What are people going to see there?
Well, I just did a revamp. The new site is going to be up on the 1st.
Okay.
Because I redid the whole thing, and they will see not only other people's content, but my content as well that's exclusive. They get to be one-on-one. They get to see me skydive and everything else. So I'm like throwing my normal personal life into it now.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. I have a whole BOD section and a shopping store section now so that you can see not only myself, but you can see tons of porn stars as well. So I'm giving them a variety.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to talk about?
I think you took care of everything, babe.
I think we covered just about everything. You got to get back to a line. Obviously, people are... Do we know who that is? Who's that?
That is my the girl they call my sister.
I can't see her from the front,
sis.
But look at that.
Don't we look like sisters?
Yeah, you do.
That's Michaela.
Very pretty and really nice from the back. That's
yeah, I know. Everybody thinks that we're sisters.
Have you worked with her yet?
I have not worked with Michaela.
No.
I know.
Somebody came up to me yesterday with a picture that came to me the day before.
That's me, that's Shy. Everybody keeps saying, well, is your sister here? Is your sister now performing? And I'm like, no, my sister's not performing.
And her name is Michaela?
Michaela. Mako. Mako.
Just Michaela. Just Michaela. M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. Looks a lot like Shiloh.
She is an exact replica of me.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen your butt from that angle. That's pretty close, too.
Yeah, everyone thinks that my sister's in porn now, so I'm going to prove it to them and say that she is, and I'm going to fuck her.
Not your real sister, though.
Not my real
Michaela.
Sister.
Michaela. Okay.
Michaela is not my real sister. We just look like twins.
But they're going to pretend to be sisters just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. Just to fuck with people's heads.
All right, I'll let you have the last word. What would you like to say to the fans?
Love you guys. Thank you so much for being fans. Without you, I wouldn't be here.
Perfect.